Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I'm Lisa Davis. You're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Andrea is off today. We have got Lisa and Ron Veras back on the show, our certified green building professionals, building biologists, published authors of several books, including Just Green It. Today, we're going to talk about how you can get a hold of mold at home. I like the rhyme. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Ron.
Thanks for having us, Lisa.
Thank you. Yes. We got to put a good spin on it because mold is not fun, and make it something we can, you know, deal with. You know, a lot of people are experiencing symptoms of mold exposure and they don't realize it. So if you are experiencing headaches, respiratory issues, nasal irritation, if you're dizzy, fatigue, nausea, or you're having allergic responses that aren't really making sense and you can't find the source, it could be mold in your home, whether you can see it or not. And molds produce these dangerous compounds called mycotoxins, and they're released into the air you breathe, and these can cause the allergic reaction and the respiratory complaints and wreak havoc, literally, on everyone in the family. And today, 25% of all homes are affected by mold and microbial growth from water intrusion. There's always a water source if there's a mold problem. So if you do find that, you immediately need to fix whether it's a leak in the roof or the plumbing. And mold is very sneaky. It can grow behind walls and under floors. So the first and foremost thing to do is to fix the leak immediately to stop the mold growth. You need to actually fix that within 24 to 48 hours of finding it. And mold requires four basic things to survive. It has to have water. That's the leak. It has to have food. And it basically eats organic material, and which is prevalent in your home. So it's ceiling tile or wood or drywall, paper, any carpeting, anything like that. It needs oxygen, and it needs temperatures between 40 and 110 degrees. So you can see that our homes are a perfect place for them to survive.
They really are. So, Ron, tell us about the different types of mold, because I've heard that black mold is really bad, but is it all types of mold? How do we know? And then how do we know if it's lurking behind our walls?
That's a very good question. And actually, I'll start from kind of like the beginning to give you an overview, because there are literally 1,000 different species of mold that are common in the U.S. And the four most common that are inside U.S. homes, for example, would be the ones that aren't as detrimental. You were referring to stocky botrys and black mold, but the four most common molds are cladosporium, penicillium, alternaria, and aspergillus. And even though they may not have, you know, cause the severe reactions or be linked to serious cancer like the stocky botrys black mold, they can be very harmful to us, particularly for those people who are suffering from asthma and allergies or just weakened immune systems. Cladosporium, which is very common, boy, it really affects those people that have respiratory issues and is something that you have to be cognizant of. In regards to how can I tell if it's behind my wall or not, well, you know, ultimately, to really, really know, you need a professional to search your home. But there are tools and techniques you can do to kind of do self-testing to determine if some of the mold you're finding, there are little self-tests that you can take surface samples for, or you can even take air samples, send them to the same professional lab that these professionals take them to, and you can determine the type and species of mold that you're particularly being affected by. And it may not be harmful, but ultimately mold in general affects our air quality. So that is why it's so important that we, you know, address it.
And a lot of people, you know, they want to take it into their own hands, especially if they find mold, they'll just throw bleach on it. Of course, that's not the answer for many reasons. If you have a problem that's over 10 square feet, you definitely need to hire a professional to come in and remediate and test and remediate, because the remediation process can actually be really dangerous. It can actually spread mold spores into the air, and even dead mold spores can cause allergic reactions. So it needs to be cleaned up properly with proper sealing off of the area and using HEPA filtration and in our opinion, using a non-toxic, obviously, remedy, not bleach, which is just going to, you know, irritate eyes, skin. It's a respiratory irritant. We don't need to go on about all the problems with bleach. But, you know, this is the problem that too many people have, is that they find a problem, they try to clean it up themselves, and then the problem keeps coming back because they never get to the source, which is, of course, always the leak.
You know, and a couple tips, too, in general. So if someone's taking a look to determine if you have a mold issue in your home, a professional, you're not going to be using them, obviously, as the remediators of the issue. So if they're testing for the mold in your home and they find it, don't use them to fix it because you really want to cross-check them with having another company do that. And you also probably want to do some self-testing to make sure if it was identified that it's valid. But,
it's interesting, Ron, because...
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I apologize. Go ahead, Lisa.
Oh, I was going to say, okay, so because we don't want to use the harsh chemicals to treat it, so I would assume that most companies do that. Are there companies that are greener and will come and take care of your mold in a safer manner?
There are. There are definitely companies.
Oh, good.
You can find certified companies through the IICRC.org or this one's easier for NORMI, normie.org. And find companies and look around and ask for ones that use non-toxic solutions because they definitely exist, and you don't want to just be adding more chemicals to your home and, you know, causing another problem with that. So
this is all under the envelope of indoor air quality, and, you know, people suffer from asthma and allergies and all these things, too. I wanted to mention to you, Lisa, and everyone listening, too, we have an amazing, helpful, free video. It's one of three videos, but it's specifically on allergy-proofing your home, and it goes into more detail than what we can in this, 10-15-minute segment right now, and I highly recommend people check it out. It's at changeyourhomechangeyourhealth.com. So changeyourhomechangeyourhealth.com. It allows you to opt into this free video series. We not only talk about allergy-proofing, but cancer-proofing or creating a healthy office for you to thrive in. And then if you wanted to go deeper beyond these three videos, we have an amazing 30-day program where we go week by week, taking you hand by hand, walking through tactics and various things that you can do to live in a home where you thrive and not just survive. So check out Change Your Home, Change Your Health for the free video series.
I definitely need to do this. I'm kind of freaking out a little bit inside because I found some water in the playroom, although my daughter doesn't play down there that much. But what we did is we had some of the floor taken out, and it's ridiculous. It's concrete, so the water comes in, and then I dry it off. And I'm thinking, I know. I'm just like, it's going to be so expensive. But talking to you guys, it's like, oh my goodness, Lisa, you've got to do this. So when I'm done today, I just got to get someone in here because now I'm freaking out. Like, okay, so is it just in that room or can it spread through the house? How does that
work?
Oh,
it can spread. And I'll leave you with this unsettling note.
Okay.
But
Ron, freak out.
Ron and I did a segment on the doctor's TV show where we tested a family. Everyone in the family was having respiratory issues and didn't know what the problem was. There was no sign of mold whatsoever. But we noticed the damp, dusty, musty smell. But people who live in the home sometimes just become immune to it and don't notice it. We did extensive testing and found Sacubatris, the black toxic mold, infiltrating underneath the floorboards and the walls of the entire home. And it was the doctors actually brought in a remediator company to do the whole remediation for the family. They had to move out. I mean, it was a really toxic situation. Not to scare you, honestly. I didn't mean that to scare you. But molds can hide and thrive behind walls and floors. But you'll usually see some moisture, rings of moisture in the wall. You might even see a little mold patch somewhere. So just because you don't see a lot of it doesn't mean it's not there.
And it really
All right, well, you guys are great.
Leak.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're just about out of time. This has been great. I'm kind of flipping out, but I'm going to take care of it. You can learn more by going to ronandlisa.com, ronandlisa.com. I'm Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @Naturally Savvy and @YourRadioMD. Thanks for listening and stay well.